This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, it's Kevin McCullough, hour number two. If you missed any of hour one, our breaking news coverage of El Paso tonight, check that out. Yet to come, are robots racist? There's a story in CNN that says that they are. But tonight, in the ladies' lounge, we introduce a brand new ladies' lounger. Glad to have all the ladies' loungers join us. For those of you that don't know what the ladies' lounge is about, what we started out with the ladies' lounge a number of years ago, about 8 years ago, I guess, was I was doing a late night daily Monday through Friday broadcast here in New York. And in the second hour, I'd have on brilliant women from media. Just, you know, and they didn't have to agree with me. We talked about things from all over the spectrum. We had people that focused on parenting and relationships and sports and food and all kinds of stuff. So when we kind of transitioned into afternoon drive and became the top-rated Salem talk show in all of New York City, then I decided what we would do then is move the ladies' lounge to the Saturday night broadcast, and it kind of fits the late-night vibe, at least here on the East Coast. Replays on Biz TV as soon as we're done, so it even hits kind of late-night on the West Coast as well, and continued to expand the number of ladies that we were speaking to, and people from government. So last week we spoke with Charmaine Yost, who was a former assistant secretary for Health and Human Services. She helped the president craft the opioid measure, and now that's helping a lot of people. And so kind of, you know, like the think tank public policy types. We've had people like Leslie Stahl, who is, I believe she's probably quite liberal compared to me, but she's the lead reporter on 60 Minutes, which I'm a total geek for. I love 60 Minutes. And she came on and couldn't have been more gracious about her days on the air and kind of what journalism was like. So I love to explore all kinds of arenas and so forth. So we've had filmmakers and movie stars and all kinds of people in the ladies' lounge. Well, tonight we have the first of this type of guest. Because not only is she a brilliant woman who's doing some really cool things, and we will talk about all of the stuff that is important to her, but she happens to be the sister to one of our regular contributors, Georgie Borman. Those of you that have been with us have enjoyed Georgie's segments. We've talked about everything from the style of bathing suits that are being sold. Kid you not, that was the very first thing we talked to Georgie about, to pro-life issues, to a number of other things. So all that being said, it is a great joy on our part to welcome Ruthie Kraft to the broadcast in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. And Ruthie joins us from the West Coast, and I believe she's in her recording studio tonight. Ruthie, welcome to Radio Night Live, and Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about what life was like for you being the sister of Georgie growing up.
Well, first off, it was something along the lines of us sitting in the living room as a family watching the news and being like, it's only a matter of time, Georgie, before you're on there. It's only a matter of time before you're on the radio and you're on Fox News and you're one of those contributors. And sure enough, I mean, she ended up following her passions, and they led her to The Federalist and being a senior contributor to your show, to now having her own podcast. And yeah, I'm super excited to see what's next for her, because she's just, you know, she's just a brilliant overachiever.
Yeah.
And,
she's got,
just
like,
incredible.
She's got like two perfect kids. So, you know,
yeah,
it's,
seriously,
very intimidating.
Yeah, she's got it all, man.
And she'll be like a billionaire by the time she's like 28.
Oh, yeah, and she, like, they wrote a book, and she's working on another one.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, can you can you let the rest of us kids keep up with you, please?
Now, she kept you a little bit of a secret from me for a long time, and it's probably not because she knew this, but my bride and I, and I'm so glad that the show is back, have been like immense American Idol geeks since Kelly Clarkson won the first year. And I've had friends that were on the show, and I've gotten to know some of the people that have done well on the show in the past. And so this year, and we were helping launch Georgie's podcast, and she was telling me on a down day one day, she was just like, in the dead time, she's like, oh, by the way, my sister's going to be on Idol this week. I was like, oh, really? I said, well, what'd she do? And she told me a little bit about the story, but I thought it would be fun to get to know you a little bit. So part of the Ladies Lounge concept is not only do we highlight brilliant women, but we learn their story. So what is the story from where you come from? Where do you come from? And how did you, that, how, when, where did you decide that music was something that you were interested in?
Well, you know, one of five kids, and I'm fourth out of the line, so I'm the other middle child with Georgie. And I grew up always just being creative and outgoing, probably too outgoing for my own good. And I've always loved performing, but I didn't really discover singing until, like, as a passion of mine until I was maybe 16 or so.
Really
started to pursue it. Yeah, I mean, I discovered it as something that was helpful to me when I was a little bit younger. So I actually have Tourette syndrome. I was diagnosed with that when I was 9. And I struggled my entire life to find coping mechanisms to really just chill out and try to get my tics under control because they were really stressful and distracting. And I remember one day I was in the back seat of the van, and all five of us kids were in it together, and I was singing along to a song that I knew really well, and all of a sudden it occurred to me that I didn't have any tics when I sang. So I shouted out, I'm like, you guys, guess what I just discovered?
Oh, wow.
It was definitely a game changer, because after that, whenever I was really stressed and I couldn't do anything, I felt like I didn't have any control over my tics, I just sang. And so it became kind of almost like out of necessity a huge part of my life.
Sure.
And eventually it kind of took over to where I was like, I can't do the college thing. Like, I can't focus on anything else. I love singing too much, and I think that I'm good enough that I can actually pursue it as a career.
Now, did you do formal music when you were a child?
No, I mean, I was in choir and stuff like that. I had taken a couple voice lessons, but not really. But when I was like 18, I started to get connected with some local musicians, and you know, they kind of spurred me on and helped me kind of get my foot in the door and fueled that fire. And it's kind of been burning ever since.
Okay, so let me ask you a practical question, because I am, if not anything, I will be pragmatically selfish in every interview that I ever do, because I try to learn as much as I can from every person I ever speak to. So I have a 4-year-old, and she's my only daughter. The boys could or could not care less about music. I grew up in a musician's household. My mom was our church organist. My dad was our church pianist. I was always singing and learning, picking up instruments and trying to play them, even if I didn't know how to play them. And there was just something in me that just effervesced that. So I've worked in the music industry. I've done done a lot of session work, actually, over the years. I don't really do that now in a professional manner of any sort, but it's not something that's ever far away. There's nights where I just go and play the piano in the complete dark of our living room, you know, dead of night. No one else is around. I'm just playing with literally no light on in the room. But my 4-year-old, over the last probably 6 to 10 months, is memorizing songs that she's hearing like twice, and then she knows them. She is singing them back to me without the you know, iPhone plugged into the speaker. So is this something that I need to like put my thumb down on the scale of and kind of push forward, or should I just like keep the foot off the gas and just let it be what it is and where it's going to go from your perspective?
From my perspective, a couple things. Let me preface this by saying I'm not a parent, so I couldn't relate in that area. Second of all, Like I said, I'm a little bit of a late bloomer when it comes to music. You hear a lot of people talk about, oh, I've been singing since I was 2 years old. Right. And I was like, I don't even remember what I was doing at 2 years old. I don't know how you could possibly know that. But, man, I just think that if a kid has, I am an aunt of three nephews and a niece. And I tell you what, one of my nephews he's just naturally born with the coolest voice. Like, I want him to be this cool, raspy, like, blues singer. And so I'm fostering that in him. And, you know, his dad plays guitar really well. And, you know, I think that when a kid has a passion like that, like, it couldn't hurt to just say, like, hey, you have something here. Let's work with that.
Water it, let the sunshine on it, and see what happens. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Ruthie, stand by. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about Idol. I want to talk about your journey, good, bad, indifferent, your thoughts on reality television and how it's set up and how it's operated. We've had that same conversation with other former contestants as well, so it should be interesting. Anyway, we're live from New York. We're live on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube. Just join us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we are live from the greatest city. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, Radio Night Live. It's the Ladies' Lounge in Hour 2. Per usual, we have a lot of fun talking to the brilliant women of media. And by the way, this was something I was doing years before the whole Me Too thing, or we need to respect women more, anything like that. I just felt like there were voices out there that weren't being given the opportunity to be amplified appropriately, and I've always thought that we have a lot to gain from listening to people that have wisdom, and sometimes passion, and sometimes expertise, and sometimes excellence. So I've always been very proud of this segment and grateful to do it. Tonight, Ruthie Kraft is our guest. She is the blood sister of Georgie Borman, who joins us regularly, and she's a singer-songwriter. And you've got—is it two albums out, Ruthie?
Two singles.
Two singles. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so let's go to the American Idol experience for a second.
Yeah.
Where did you first cross paths with them, and what was your story with them?
Okay, so this time around, American Idol.
So this time around, so you had a previous time around.
Yeah, so that was my 10th time auditioning for a show in general. I had auditioned for some other singing shows as well. I think it was, I'm losing count, probably my 6th or 7th time. I think it was my 6th time auditioning with American Idol.
Okay.
And it was the first time that I had obviously gotten that far, because it takes a few rounds to be selected to audition for the judges and really be on TV and everything. So
I think a lot of people don't understand that. So talk about what it's so. We have our tryouts here at Giant Stadium, right? And the line's long, and the parking lot's full of people. So when you're in that group, how many places do you hit before you get to go through that room in front of the three television judges?
So that's called the cattle call or the open call auditions. They audition you four at a time. They line you up and they just say, okay, please step forward. You sing for a few seconds and then you go back and they ask the next person. And then they bring you all forward and they say whether or not any of you are going through. Obviously, the vast majority of people do not go through. So I have done the cattle call a few times. This time, I was actually emailed by American Idol. They reached out to me. I don't know how they found me, but and invited me to do a private audition, which basically just meant I got to skip the line and audition for a producer.
Nice.
Like a very low-level producer, just a cappella. They had me audition in a room in Seattle, and then they had me go to the next room, you know, if they liked me. And then I interviewed. They got my story, interesting facts about me, all that. And then they recorded me on a cell phone, and they sent that to the higher-up producers. And then I just waited for a callback. And I got a callback. I did that via Skype. And those were with the higher-level producers, which was really exciting and nerve-wracking for me. And I made it through that, and then I got a call a little while later saying, how would you like to be on American Idol this year? So,
Have to go to one of the locales where you went before the three judges that were the TV judges?
Yeah, so I had to audition in Seattle first, and then I had the Skype round, and then I was able to meet the judges in Idaho.
Okay, so interesting path there. And they didn't show your audition on this season, but you did make it through to Hollywood Week.
Correct, yeah. There's so many people that audition, and they just can't show them all, unfortunately. But I did make it to Hollywood Week, and there were about 200 singers there, and they were all better than me, and it was very nerve-wracking and overwhelming. And
I don't believe that they all were better than you, Ruthie, but that's from a biased perspective, perhaps. So we just have this kind of myopic view of what Hollywood Week is like, but is it as stressful as what it appears to be on the air?
No, it's worse. it's so much worse. And I had a feeling, because I have also grown up watching American Idol. Like, I'm a huge, huge Idol fan. And so everybody loves Hollywood Week, right? Because of the drama. Yeah, it's, like, actually more dramatic in person, in real life. I was sick the whole time. I was so, so, so sick.
But you didn't have to go to the hospital. Your teammate did.
No, I didn't end up going to the hospital because, to be honest with you, I didn't want them to see my weakness. So I didn't tell anybody. I told a couple of my friends that I had made there, but I didn't tell any of the producers because I wasn't sure if it would, like, hurt my chances or whatever. Obviously, it doesn't, because Nate went to the hospital and that ended up working out fine for him. I'm so glad he was okay. And he was probably a bit sicker than me because he was lying on the floor and stuff. It was rough. But I made it through. I mean, I made it through those three rounds, all three rounds of Hollywood Week, and that was my goal. It was actually farther than I thought I was going
now,
to make
it. Now, do you think that your Idol attempts are done, or do you have any interest in going back if they were to call you again this year?
Oh, if they were to call me again, yeah, I'd definitely try. To be honest with you, I'm considering whether or not, because I have all these other projects going too, so I'm not quite sure if I'm going to audition again this year, but they're coming to Spokane, you know, it's not that far away.
It's kind of close.
So, yeah, I might as well just go for it and see if they want me back, you know?
Hey, the dude that won this year, you know, he got knocked out.
Lane?
Showed up to, came back with his friend to help her audition. He wins the whole thing.
I had a conversation with him, and I'm like, so that's cool. You're here and everything. I didn't know the story. I didn't know what happened until I saw it later on TV.
Right, right.
But I was so cool to see you. Like, I'm a big fan. I saw you last year. And he's like, dude, I didn't even want to audition again this year.
Yeah.
I was like, why not? He's like, well, I mean, everything that I got from last year, it gave me such a boost in my music. I didn't really feel like I needed to come back. But they absolutely begged me. And he's like, so here I am.
Okay, so let's fast forward to now, because I want to make sure we get your newest song in, and we will probably do that after this next break. But what do you write about, and what is kind of the driving force behind your creativity?
I write about my life. I write about the good things and the hard things. And I want to make sure that my lyrics are real. I can't get on board with just writing a catchy song that people like just because it's catchy, you know? So, like, Heartbeat, my newest single, is very, very personal to me because it's about the hardest stuff that I've gone through. I had a really, really tough, like, 3 years recently, and that's kind of what that song is about. And I like the lyrics because I think that they're relatable to a lot of different people without being too specific. So,
what comes first for you, melody or lyric?
Or is it
a cacophony? I mean, because being part of the creative process, I've told people in the past, it depends. Like, sometimes there's a hook that you get in there and, like, it hasn't worked itself out yet, but. You know, I've talked to enough songwriters that people that really want to drive on substance tend to be lyric focused, but people that are more artsy, a lot of times the melody comes first. We're talking with Ruthie Kraft, who's a singer-songwriter, former contestant on American Idol this last year. She did not make it past Hollywood Week, but she did very well through Hollywood Week, even though it wasn't shown a great deal on the television broadcast. But, little treat, when we come back, her new single, Heartbeat, we'll hear it live. Kevin McCullough, well, not live. We'll hear it. Radio Night Live, it's live from New York. Don't go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The police chief of El Paso, Texas, talking about a mass shooting at a Walmart.
The situation, needless to say, is a horrific one.
The governor says at least 20 people have been killed and 26 are injured. The suspect is in custody. A massive response was sent to the busy mall area. The Walmart shares a large parking lot with the Cielo Vista Mall, which has more than 140 stores. back-to-school shoppers ran for cover as word of the shooting spread quickly. Presidential candidate and El Paso native Beto O'Rourke was choked up as he spoke, saying he's canceling events and heading home.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this. but I'll tell you, El Paso is the strongest place in the world.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's the Ladies Lounge, and we have had a fun evening getting to know Ruthie Kraft a little bit in this last half hour. She happens to be the kid sister. She's the kid sister? I'm not sure. She's one of the sisters of Georgie Borman, Federalist contributor with us on a regular basis. But she has, oh, she's back with us. Okay, Ruthie, are you younger than Georgie? Is Georgie younger than you?
I'm younger. I'm 23. She's 20.
Okay, you have to talk out of school. That's okay. Okay. Now mute your mic, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to, here's the treat, friends. Ruthie has done a brand new music video. It is called Heartbeat, and it sounds a little bit like this.
The bubble finally broken, I feel my heart sing. Down a little bit lower, like the feeling coming in. Only for me, and if my world shook, I couldn't let myself be big. Cause all on my own, I made this bed and I'm laying down. Breathe.
you like me. Close eyes like a heart. Feeling me down. I try all night, but it won't feel right. Like it's hard. Feeling me down. Oh, it's been deep. Feeling me down. To feel my lungs really a little bit easier than breathing used to be. It's become so clear that I can take you. Gotta give my life, heartbeat, all my time. I'll make it out. These walls won't hold me in. Real life beats, close eyes like a heart keeps beating me down. I try all night, but it won't feel right. Like this heart keeps beating me down. Oh, it's been deep beating me down.
That's the latest. It's called Heartbeat by Ruthie Kraft, who's our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Congratulations, Ruthie. Excellent job.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming on with us tonight. I got a text from your sister in the last few minutes. She goes, my sis sounds good. So she's proud of you. Hey, it's been fun to get to know you. And keep us informed of what you're doing. And, you know, where you, if you tour the East Coast, let us know. We'll come sell tickets for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, thanks for telling your story about your struggle with Tourette's and in the music industry. I mean, I want people that listen to, especially to the Ladies Lounge, particularly for younger women, to know and to think that anything is possible, and that if they really pursue the skills that God created them to have, that that's really the most important key to their entire life. It doesn't matter what culture says. It doesn't matter what society says. Who they've been made to be is really the vital thing. So thanks for setting that example.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, coming up next week. Well, maybe next week. I'm not sure. Maybe a week after that. Kayleigh McEnany from the Trump campaign will be back with us. That's going to be a lot of fun.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
KMC.
There's a live shot of the TKTS area in Times Square. Busy night. We're about to get some thunderstorms rolling through the area, so that may dissipate here in the next little bit. But Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. A busy Saturday night. And again, if you're just tuning in, the top story, the breaking news of the evening, of course, the continued information coming in about the El Paso area, 20 dead, 26 in the hospital. And they are continuing to look through the suspect that they have in custody's backgrounds for more information. All right, we've got a lot yet to get to, but I want to take your calls, 888-340-3373. Cynthia is joining us tonight, listening to AM 1360 in Phoenix. Cynthia, thanks for your patience. You've been on hold for a while, but appreciate you being there. What are your thoughts?
I truly believe that the problems we're experiencing are the lack of family units. People are not, there's no father, there's no mother, there's no validation of the family. Taking guns away isn't going to solve this problem. Most of the things we see of these people are they're troubled people, they're forgotten people, and the families are so disjointed that no one's paying attention. It's like they've become self-absorbed and self-entitled.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
It's tragic. I think if we...
Cynthia, I think you're onto something here because this young man, the one that they have in custody, and again, we don't know if he actually authored the manifesto or if that's something that somebody else put up trying to make it look like him. There's a number of things that we haven't concluded yet. I'm sure they will in the next few hours, if not days. But there is one thing that he did that the suspect himself posted on LinkedIn a couple of years ago when he was graduating from high school that I thought was very telling. And he created a profile on LinkedIn, which is the social media that you use to try to give to employers to have, you know, references and stuff like that. And in his bio, he just kind of put, you know, my only goal in life is just to get by. I guess I'll go into computer sciences because I like being on computers for 8 hours a day and I don't have to talk to people. And if this is the kind of mentality and kind of the real life person of who he was, I think there was a lot of pain there. Now, the other interesting thing about it is he supposedly lives with his family in the Dallas area. He's 21, but he still lives at home, including a couple of siblings and his mom and dad. So in terms of a family unit, it looks like he had one, but he certainly had some sort of issues in his life, because who would post such a, you know, non-ambitious kind of entry on the social media that you're trying to impress future employers with?
All right, but, you know, what made him snap, we'll never know, but we seem to see a lot of people stepping into this as a solution, whether it's for 15 minutes of fame or to resolve what issues they have in their life. They want to solve mental illness. We have to be able to identify it. Who better to identify it than your own family?
Right. No, I think you're completely correct there.
We just don't want to
admit it. I don't think you could be more correct, Cynthia. Thank you for listening, and thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
Okay, 888-340-3373. If you've got observations about the shooting in El Paso, Texas today, be more than happy to take them before we're done as well. 888-340-3373. Now, I want to get to this other story as well, and maybe you've got reactions to it. CNN had a headline that I saw this week. And it was a bizarre headline. Robot racism, yes, says a study showing humans' biases extends to robots. Here's how the story basically begins. Have you ever noticed the popularity of white robots? You see them in films. Will Smith's iRobot, Eve from WALL-E. Real-life examples include Honda's Asimo, Ubtex Walker, Boston Dynamics Atlas, NASA's Valkyrie robot. They're made of shiny white material, and some real-life human robots are modeled after white celebrities. Scarlett Johansson was one in one of the films that she played in. Of course, if you put the big board up, Nick, of course, there was... Well, okay, you can just go through the scroll. We've got a whole bunch of them here. There's the guy from iRobot. We've got... who else do we have? Eve from WALL-E. One of my favorites was the guy from Big Hero 6. My boys love that, but of course he's a big white balloon. Or it looks like it. And here's BB-8 and R2-D2. I mean, come on, how can you get any more robotic than them? And they're white. And then Nick got a whole bunch more that I didn't know who they were. he's going to scroll through those pictures too. But the point being, So we have robots everywhere, and there's this weird study that was done in New Zealand, Robots and Racism, conducted by the Human Interface Technology Laboratory in New Zealand, published by that country's University of Canterbury, suggesting people perceive physically human-like robots to have a race and therefore apply racial stereotypes to white and black robots. These colors have been found to trigger social cues that determine how humans react to and behave towards other people and also apparently robots. So I guess a simple question is, are we supposed to now not, is this a virtue signal? We're not supposed to watch the movies that have the white robots in them. I mean, iRobot alone, which was not that great of a movie, but it was... Okay, I'm being corrected by my staff, which was an awesome movie. But, you know, the protagonist is black. Because all of the robots in the warehouse or whatever were all the same color, you know, we're supposed to attach some sort of significance to that. Now, I know that this is the case. You go on Twitter and you put in black people and white stuff, you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff come back, including a lot from now black conservatives that are like, you know, you guys that are doing all this virtue signaling, it's like you're over the moon on this stuff. He goes, you're making African-Americans sound nuts. But, you know, and he walks through his house and he points to every white appliance and, you know, a dustbin and everything else. That's racist. And he's being facetious, obviously. But I think that this has gone a little far, don't you? I mean, can we say things like simple phrases like it's as clear as black and white anymore? Is that a signal? Are we signaling something when we say that? What if I just happen to really love Oreo cookies and I just want to buy Oreo cookies? Like, what, seriously, how far do we extend this? When are we gonna say, you know what? I don't think R2-D2 is racist. And I don't think that it was racist of George Lucas to make Darth Vader and Kylo Ren garbed in all black stuff. Like, I don't think that was part of the equation. Maybe I'm wrong. Tell me if you think I am. 888-340-3373. But personally, for me, I think we've got to begin to, I don't know, go somewhere else with this discussion, because I think it is now officially moved into the arena of completely unnecessary. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code cable.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Big thanks to that crew that you see there on your TV, Kyle and Nick and Kylie, all working the controls tonight and to screening the calls and running the audio and the video and everything else. So grateful for this team. I don't say thank you enough to them, and they do everything that you see here and everything else. So it's the way we get on the air each week. So just a final thought for the evening. And by the way, if you're just joining us, 20 confirmed dead in El Paso, 26 injured. They are still trying to figure out the motive of the shooter in that mass shooting today. We did a little bit of detective work and kind of confirmed over the course of the last 2 hours that it did happen in a gun-free zone. I have not gotten an answer yet to whether or not he had acquired that gun legally or not. But certainly a troubled person that would do such a thing. And that's the way I feel about all these things. And here's the interesting thing about this. We are still at record lows when it comes to homicides with guns. We've got 300 million people that live in this country. 15,000 people committed homicide with a gun last year. And that included all the mass shootings that were involved. So Parkland and all the other ones, that was part of that 15,000 number. Auto accidents, more than double that, 40,000 that took people's lives. Mistakes in hospital emergency rooms and in hospital staffs, more than 200,000 last year. Medical mistakes that took people's lives. I'm not saying these lives are not important that are being killed by the guns, but it is not. We can be thankful that it is not at the rate that is eclipsing some of these other causes of death. And I'm all for stopping these as we can figure that out and make it happen. Moving on to one last story tonight, though, there was some hand-wringing because this week NFL pro football kicked off the preseason at the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. And it had the smallest ratings of any of the recent years for the opening game. It was the Denver Broncos versus the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I think I know why this happened. And I don't think it has to do with Colin Kaepernick or the Betsy Ross Nike shoes. I don't think it has to do with the pigs or cops or pigs socks that Kaepernick wore a few years ago or even the controversy over kneeling, because that was largely mute last year. There was a couple of instances, but for the most part, the teams all participated and played the national anthem and were very patriotic in what they did. But here's the thing. See, I think the problem was it was because it was the Atlanta Falcons and the Denver Broncos. Look, Atlanta went to the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago, and they have barely been able to get an audience for what they've got going on there. And Denver is just this tiny little TV market, and they're looking for big national ratings. Well, you got to have like Bears Packers, or you got to have like Dallas and I don't know, the Steelers. You know, classic Super Bowl rematch, or Dallas and anybody in the NFC East. Giants, Redskins, Eagles, it doesn't matter. All of it would have been better. And that's why they didn't have ratings. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, I'm being rushed out by the music. They don't want to talk football anymore. See you next week. With you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.